to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight and is preparing for that. And Trish Clark is on vacation. Can you believe that? I'm here by myself except for Bad Bob.
Danger.
We got it, buddy. You know what? Let the testosterone roll. 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Angel, and all the other people that are rolling into here. It's going to be a great day. We've got Francie Sullivan coming in. We have Gun Owners of California scheduled. I have not heard from them, so we've got enough stuff to talk about. Mr. Sam Paredes.
Yeah.
You know, this is their time every month. They come on for half an hour to talk to us about how we're getting bent over by the California Assembly and Senate if you own a gun. But first, you know what? Let's start off with good news. Let's start off with people that know what they're doing. Let's start off with Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are negative this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 4 points at 17,133. The S&P 500 is down 4 points at 1977. And coincidentally, the NASDAQ is down 4 points at 4421. Active stocks this morning include Microsoft up $1.30 at 45.38 and Intel down 45 cents at 34.20. In stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 25 cents at 23.26, and North Valley Bank is down 30 cents at 21.78. In the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 3.31%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.33 at $104.93. Gold is up $4.90 at $1,304.70, and silver is up 7 cents at $20.85. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 right here on KCNR. And they talk about what's going on in Wall Street, but their expertise is not just reporting. It's about doing. Give them a call at 243-7561 and have them talk to you. Take a look at your investments. Look at investments you want to make. And so many other things, annuities, everything. They can help you with that. Again, give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop on by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Bad Bob, what do we have for weather today?
Well, Carl, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 a.m. And as we check the weather, the Wonderground radar here at KCNR, we are seeing evidence of that in the area. Other than that, it's going to be sunny and hot, a high near the century mark, 70s for tonight, and then back near 98 degrees for tomorrow. Currently in Reading, we have 70 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793, and they have senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
Good people there. Angel wrote in on our chat room, did you read about the bank robbery in Stockton? Three hostages, shots fired through Stockton to Lodi. There was a chase that went on for 43 minutes and gunfire going on. I think two of the hostages were killed and are shot and thrown out of the car. Another hostage they used as a shield in the shootout, and that hostage was killed. And the comment was, bet Chief Paletti is glad he no longer is in Stockton. Yeah, I mean, who Stockton. I mean, this was like a Wild West. These guys had, you know, they had their magazines with them, and they were firing. They went into the bank, and then when this thing started going south, they took hostages, took one of their SUVs, the hostages' SUVs, and off they went. The police cars were hit houses along the route that they were chasing them, all under fire. So it was Wild West in Stockton. But my gosh, as the comment was, too bad that we can't move the clock without falling on us. Too bad you didn't have a CCW. I wonder if that would have made it. I don't even know if that had made a difference, except when you were in there and they were starting to do this, that you just pull, if you knew what you were doing, if you're properly trained, go out and just pop them first before they got you. Anyway, yesterday we talked a little bit about Ron Largent's letter to the editor at the Record Searchlight. And he wrote to Congressman LaMalfa, and what he said is he wants to know what Congress is going to do, and he's a supporter of Doug LaMalfa, so it wasn't that. He just wants to know. He's not hearing anything. He's not hearing answers back. What's the position or the issue of receiving 50,000 children without a plan to put them or take care of them? These are children from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and other Central whose disease is rampant. The children speak no English. Child abuse and crime are widespread in their countries, and training and skills and basic education are non-existent. How do we plan on dealing with immunization, language training, child care, and general orientation? What if some of these illegals, both unaccompanied children and adults, end up in Northern California District? Where are they going to live? What are they supposed to do for schools, as they have no language skills? Who is going to provide them basic food and housing for the limited number of churches and families with open doors? Who will cover the medical expenses? Obamacare? Do we have a staff in our North State hospitals and health facilities to deal with their basic medical needs? Will the the counties in his district be charged with caring for both the children and the parents to provide basic social and welfare services, or will this be done by the government? Well, they are the government. We know that the government created the problem, so for me it is unfathomable to think that the government can intelligently deal with this. Regarding the cost, who is going to pay for this? And, you know, as he points out, trained military officers are being fired on the job due to budget cuts, and they're being fired while in combat. Hey, great patrol. Yeah, it's pretty dangerous. Been wounded. Oh, by the way, here's your pink slip. Thank you, President Obama, for that. Education funds are in trouble, and yet they want another $3 billion for this. What is his position on a closed border? Texas is calling out the National Guard. Arizona's building a huge fence. What does the congressman want for California? Well, you know, those are good questions. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know that Congressman LaMalfa calls for a closed border. And I can't, you know, and the question is what's going to happen? And then you turn and you see the letter to the editor today. And this was a letter to the editor, and this came from June Nestler. I was looking at the long-term, wondering about the long-term thinking of those who don't mind having their photos taken as they scream at desperate mothers and children who only want to escape the horrors of their native countries. I have heard otherwise intelligent people say that I skipped over a paragraph there, that these refugees are bringing diseases with them. I have not heard that from any reliable source. So I suppose that tidbit comes from hate jocks on radio, certain biased news channels. I wonder which one she's talking about. MSNBC. And untrusted blogs and websites. She talks about refugee camps. Throughout the world, people are taking in refugees. That's true. But the question is how many are coming across the border? How many thousands and thousands? And what is the plan? Is the plan to just keep them, or is the plan to turn them back? And the other question is yes, you know, that, you know, you want to save people, but how many are being shoved up here because of a broken immigration policy fostered by President Obama? You know, nobody wants children to die. Nobody wants that. On the other hand, is it, you know, if children are being taken up here in a organized move to move them across the border, and then the families to follow them, because then they keep the families together because of statements made by President Obama, This is wrong. We've got an immigration policy. We have an immigration policy. The immigration policy works if you just adhere to it.
How many families does this lady who wrote the letter plan on bringing into her home, camping out on her couch?
Well, I mean, we can say that, but you know, she's saying is, well, what, you know, we should be big enough to take this. Well, you know what? We probably are, but why should we? You know, I don't hate these children. I don't think that these children should be, lined up and things, terrible things done to them. But this is, you know, this problem is just, you know, as bad as it is, there is no reason that we have this problem. For 2 years, the first thing President Obama said when he was elected, he is going to have immigration reform in the next 6 months. That was in like 2008. See any? Oh, it's those Republicans. Well, for 2 years. He controlled the Senate and the House, and, you know, if you don't believe that, we got Obamacare. So I lay this, you know, like solely in the lap of President Obama and the Democrats on this. I'm not saying the Republicans haven't helped on this problem, because they have, but what are we supposed to do, and where's the plan? You know, it's one thing to, you know, to say up here, stand up here in Reading and go, oh, you know, you terrible people down there. Those people are getting ready to have, a few hundred, illegals dropped on their community, and what are they supposed to do? Just read what Largent wrote. How are they supposed to handle all this? What is going to happen? Are they going to go into the schools? Well, what are you supposed to do? What is the plan? L.A. has said they will take them. They will take groups of them. Fine. Do that, L.A. You know what? You might as well. You're a sanctuary city. Do it. Anyway, we got to take a break. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Today, Francie Sullivan's going to be on. We're going to talk about her run for city council. And we just saw a couple other people signed up, so we're going to have more people on that are running for city council in the next week. We'll be right back.
We got something we both know it. We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret all the same. Somehow we get around.
The Juice. Red wine, vinegar, and olive oil perfectly blended. It's how a Jersey Mike's sub gets its one-of-a-kind sass. It's how bites and chomps get bonused. The Juice adds that certain something extra. An exclamation. The kind of exclamation you can eat. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Stop in at Jersey Mike's today and snazz up any cold sub with the Juice.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Bocelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Trouble on the way. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot Linda Bott tonight. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by Orchard Nutrition and our friends down there. Walking into the store probably lowers your cholesterol just by walking in, your cholesterol levels. It's located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. I tell you what, nutrition, four nutritionists on the staff, in-store deli, any type of imaginable organic and raw and healthy food for you, supplements, they've got it all. All of that at Orchard Nutrition, which is your center for a healthy lifestyle. It is absolutely outstanding. 244-9141 is their phone number. Give them a call. Okay, Friday, Golf with a Purpose, then July 18th, which is tomorrow. I don't know if it's too late or not, but you might give them a call. This is to raise money for the Salvation Army. 222-2207. 222-2207. Okay? Give them a call, and they have, go out there and play in a scramble, and it starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Give them a call. I bet you could still get into it. Okay. Why the death penalty in California? We had a guard in here who is a tough guy. Ed Sears is in here. He says, yeah, I'm for dropping the death penalty. And why is that? Why are you against it? He says, because it's never carried out, and it's costing the taxpayers millions, literally millions of dollars in the fact of keeping these guys on death row. Like, there's 737 of these jerks on death row. 730. I mean, the number could have changed. It won't go down because nobody's been executed. It will go up. Are on death row, and they can't do anything because he keeps being held up. Oh, look, it's everything. Oh, the execution chamber's too small. Okay, let's build a new one. Oh, can't do lethal injections. It's painful. You know, albeit the fact that a lot of the murders went in there, butchered the people they're in there for. You know, horribly tortured them, took children and killed them, raped them, and then slit their throats. Now that. Of course, that was less than having a injection into your veins. So this latest judge says that the death penalty in California is unconstitutional. Why? That the lengthy and unpredictable delays have resulted in an arbitrary and unfair capital punishment. Can you believe that? So this was just along the line they wanted. Oh, we'll just keep delaying it. Then we'll say that's unconstitutional because the guys are sitting there in dread. I don't know if I'm going to live. I'm not going to know if I'm going to die. Unlike the person you killed where you premeditated it because you don't get on death row. You don't get on death row because you got in a fist fight with your buddy and you punched him in the head and he fell down and he died. You don't get it for hitting somebody with a car. Even if you're drunk, you don't get the death penalty. You get the death penalty for a heinous crime that, like I said, killing children, killing other people, getting a gun, lying in wait, paying somebody to kill somebody, kill that ex-wife, kill that ex-husband, anything. It's a heinous crime. It has to be certain circumstances. 736 of them men are in prison for that. And guess what? it's cruel and unusual because you're keeping them in there because of the judicial system, when it's totally screwed up and heading for the, and is, you know, everything is for the offender. And look at Redding, if you don't believe that, is for the offender. And so now it's unconstitutional because they don't kill them. Wow.
Let the lawsuits begin.
Excuse me, but they're in there. They're not being executed for these crimes they've committed because, giving them an injection is too painful. And then you get another ruling that says, if you're not going to kill them, that's unconstitutional too.
Didn't that guard say that these law firms have built an industry that they get three or four of these guys on their caseload, and that's their career?
They retire. They retire on that one. They just sit there and they go in once or twice a month or whatever. And, you know, this whole thing is a debauchery of justice. The whole proceeding is a debauchery of justice. You know, there may be a reason why in, 150 years ago when people did things that they became ornaments on trees. Mm-hmm. When they killed people, they were taken out and they, guess what? Hey, you'd killed somebody, you murdered them, boom, they hung you.
One of my ancestors was part of a citizens committee that took the law for right or wrong, but they were frustrated.
For on the rope, was he the puller or the pulley?
Was one of the citizens' committee. Oh, so he was a puller. That carried out frontier justice. It was a famous incident here in this county.
So what do you do then? Okay, should we just give up on this? And just tell, okay, just take them, just, okay, do away with the death penalty. Turn all these 737, commute their sentences to life. Take them out of their special cages and their special lifestyle and put them out in the prison population. I mean, they're not going to get out of jail. Are they? Are they?
Let that ecosystem deal with it.
And I don't usually say nice things about Obama's because I really think that his policies are, frankly, destroying a lot of the United States, what we stand for, our Constitution. But when they do something, Michelle Obama was in Los Angeles, and she spoke to a crowd of 900 business, government, and community leaders gathered for the United Way's Unite for Veterans Summit, which focused on ending homelessness and improving job prospects for military veterans. As you know, military veterans are young veterans coming out of these wars, these interminable wars that have gone on forever, the unemployment rate is like 25-26%, if not more, for these young men and women. The fact is that they do deserve jobs. They do deserve help making that transition back into the jobs market. And she said, after everything they have done for us, the idea that any of our veterans are spending months or even years struggling to find a job is unacceptable. Thank you, Mrs. Obama. It is absolutely true. And if Michelle Obama can highlight that, I hope it gets around that we do need to do something about it. She said a tiny percentage of veterans end up on the streets, but linked homelessness to the overall need for employment and housing assistance to those returning to civil life. With our war in Iraq over and our war in Afghanistan drawing to a close, thousands and thousands and thousands are getting out. Absolutely true. So what's being done? If this does anything, if this helps men and women of our services, our veterans, get a job, I am cheering for Michelle Obama. And you can, yeah, I am. She also addressed, she didn't talk about problems in the VA. But then again, what she did was a very positive thing. Very positive about talking to people. Let's start ringing the drums. Let's spend $3 billion on refugees that are brought here. Why don't we spend $3 billion on finding jobs and retraining for our veterans? What about something like that? Instead of cutting the budget on for the Department of Defense, instead of cutting the budget for medical care for our veterans, instead of giving them pink slips while they're in combat, why don't we do something to help them on this end? Carl and Linda Bott, we'll be right back.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Linda has on the spot with Linda Butt tonight. I have Bad Bop.
Living on sponge cake. Watching the fountain bake.
It's felt like Florida
all
the last couple of days.
Are covered in oil.
Yeah, that's where we're going to be out here today, covered in oil. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. 605-4567. We were supposed to be getting a call from Gun Owners of California, which means is that, see, let me think now. It's been 2 months in a row they've done it. So on the third month, did they forget? Anyway, I have plenty of stuff. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. State Jewelry, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, is right there. Any watches that need to be repaired, need new batteries, anything like that, you go to Four Winds Jewelry. Plus, he gives great deals, the greatest deals on jewelry. Buys and sells gold and silver also. 2225 Hilltop, Leonard and his associates. Give him a call at 222-2750. What else? Oh, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. All right. Bully Fire. 10,200 acres, but it's 40% contained now. But, you know, I think it's been 18 buildings destroyed, 12 people injured in this. Wow. This is a huge fire started by a guy appropriately named Smoke, who was driving across the field with his truck, and the muffler on it was no good, and it started, this is allegedly, started this fire out there. And what was he doing out there in this field, in this dry field, driving across it? Was he, like, you know, doing a little motocross, stuff like that? No. Allegedly, he had his truck was loaded with fertilizer, and he was heading to the illegal pot farm that was out there to, you know, keep that pot growing. So, what does pot cost us? Well, it cost us 10,200 acres so far, and how many millions of dollars? Patrick Jones has said he will oppose the sales tax increase that Mayor Rick Bassetti has brought up. Mayor Bassetti, as we talked about yesterday, said he wants to have a half-cent sales in tax increase. The money will go strictly for the police and housing bad guys in other areas, since we don't have any room here. Jones says, well, I'm going to oppose that. Frankly, he said, you know, that we just gave raises to REU, gave hundreds of thousands of dollars in raises to REU, and I just saw a contract was just handed out for $3.5 million to redo the offices for the new place that REU is moving into, that they spent $10 million on and going to spend another, what, $4, $5, or $6 million on. So he says that he opposes it. And to increase to pay for additional officers in this. What Patrick Jones says, and he's going to be on, Patrick Jones is going to be on tomorrow. I don't want to preempt him, but it is in the paper, says he wants to institute a volunteer reserve police force. That he has seen work. He has studied it. He has seen it in New York. And that putting people out in the street, they use, you know, what the, it said old police cars. And what it is after a police car hits, 150,000 miles, they sell it in for, you know, at auctions. He said just keep it, change the markings on it, and you put volunteer reserve police officers in there that just patrol the streets. None of this answers the big question is, what do you do with them? Dave Kehoe, our supervisor, who was just run, just won 98% of the vote, you know, running unopposed. And that says a lot, too. People don't want to run against Dave Kehoe. There's a reason. We'll be on next Monday. And this is one of the questions. And primarily, this is what he's here for, crime. Dave, what are we going to do about it? He's our supervisor. We got four others on that board, and we need some answers here. So he's going to come on and talk about that next Monday, and I applaud that. Today, of course, we have Francie Sullivan's going to be with us, and she'll be on at 8 o'clock talking about this. And of course, you know, as you know, I ask the same questions. What are you going to do specifically to combat crime? Here's my problem with the sales tax. Well, my problem with the sales tax is what are we exactly going to use it for? And, you know, are you going to be able to get 3/4 of the people in this town to vote to raise taxes? Are you going to get 3/4 of the people in this town to vote for anything?
I doubt it highly. And, of course, I have not verified the numbers, but Terry makes a good argument when he says that we seem to have a top-heavy, according to the figures printed out in the Searchlight, we do seem to have a management-heavy police force. But I haven't verified those numbers. But that's his contention.
That's his contention. I think that there's a lot of things that we need to talk about, but we're going to give Francie. Francie is for the sales tax. She'll have a chance to talk to us about that. Here's the next one. Next month, you can only water your yard twice a week, and your gardens twice a week. You can't wash your car unless you have a nozzle on it. You can't waste water in any way, like you can't spray down your steps or any of those kind of things. You can't water the street. When I say water the street, do you ever see those where the sprinklers are on?
Oh, yeah.
I see it in Palm Springs. You know, I keep bringing up Palm Springs, but that's what I see. Literally millions of gallons of water going out into the streets and then all the golf courses. It didn't say anything about golf courses. It's just your yards and your garden. So I guess you can water the golf courses. Because that's a necessity.
I think that, and this is where government needs to back off, economic pressure would eventually force farmers to adopt more water-wise practices, drip mist systems, direct watering as opposed to flood watering, lining ditches, steps like that. But these draconian punitive measures basically do nothing but foster resentment.
You know, Rick Bassetti, our mayor, says, you know, this is a joke. How are we going to enforce this? In case you haven't noticed, California is up to its butt in alligators with bad guys. So are we going to have our motor patrol drive around and drive around on their motorcycles and go, oh, this person's watering. Knock on the door and say, we're giving you a $200 ticket. You're watering. This is the third time this week you've watered.
Will this be the same armed cop who's handing out parking tickets?
Could be. Could be. Could be that same guy that goes out and gives tickets. parking tickets. You know, if we're going to give out parking tickets, might as well just throw that one in. If we're going to give parking tickets out, why don't we just have one of those people that, you know, that we're giving subsistence to, just give them a little, give them a red hat and a red t-shirt that says parking, and he goes around and he just gives tickets to everybody. I mean, that's his job. And he comes back, then he can get his SSI. Put him to work. And then the one behind him come in, kind of like clean up all the cigarette butts on the street, you know, blow them into the street. Is there any possibility that people actually work for the money we give them? I mean, is there? I don't know. How do you feel about it? I mean, am I being wrong about that? This was one of the things people said. Let's put these people to work. You know, if we're going to give them this money, why don't we just find jobs for them?
Well, it's like my late father worked for the county, and one of the things he occasionally had to do was watch the people who were assigned to community service when they sent them out to do things like pick up the trash and all that. And you want to talk about cat herding, because these are people who don't care to work in the first place as a rule, and they spend more time. Basically, they discovered that they were losing money on the deal because you had to have so many otherwise working people assigned to watch the people who were supposedly working, because they'd just sit there and do nothing, and they would say to the person who was watching them, what are you going to do to me? You know, just this absolute, and then they'd sit down and take their smoke break and whatever, and just stand around and lean on a shovel or whatever. And so there was no teeth in that law, and these people who are not inclined to do anything productive in the first place, they would just say, okay, well, you've got to transport me, you've got to give me the clean water, you've got to feed me. If you're going to put these people to work, you have to take care of them, feed them, and all that. And they would do, and it was a big money loser. So it sounds elegant. It sounds like, yes, make them work, but there's no teeth in that law.
Talking about water. And what you're saying too is absolutely true. Is to do something like that, you have to have almost like a military operation going, that they have to show up. Now, you put GPS bracelets on them, right? At this day, at this time, you need to be right here. And when they are, you pick them up, you give them their, I heard Fred Treadway talking about this. He goes, you give them a shirt that says, you know, Reading, and you give them the equipment, and you deliver them to a place, and they have to clean this area up, but you got a GPS bracelet on it, and you can know this helps take, they have to do community work. This works off their fines, works off their jail time, too, and it gets them outside.
But if they stand there and give you the one-finger salute and say, I'm not doing it, what do you do with them? You got no place to lock them up.
There is that part about no hammer. There. Where's the anvil if you have the hammer? Eighth person joins the Reading City Council bid. Oscar Morales said he is collecting signatures to file candidacy paperwork before August 8th. He is a graduate of UC Santa Cruz and a background in technical work, technology. And if he makes it, we'll have Oscar on. And also John Patterson, who has qualified to run this year. We'll get him, John, on too. We don't know who John Patterson is. We'll find him.
Well, this makes me happy, because I was very dismayed at the last election with all the single names on the ballot. And as I said before, I don't care that they're doing a good job. I want some competition in there, because that's a healthy democracy.
This is a healthy democracy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a healthy business. You go on there and you have Espresso Joes, which gives you any type of coffee you could possibly want at great prices. You know, you want the lattes, the Cafe Macchiato, and all those things, right? You go to other places and, frankly, you're spending enough for almost half of a car payment at Espresso Joe's and Tobacco and Brew. You pay fair prices, and it's great coffee. Plus, you can buy any type of coffee bean, you know, exotic coffee beans, coffee makers, and, of course, fine wines and brews there. Walk next door. E-cigs and every size and flavor you can imagine. Of course, the best humidor in all of Northern California. All at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where our friends Joe and Shelley are. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts and are treated very respectfully. We're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. It is 70 degrees out there today. We got, you know, it's a chance for thunderstorms before 11 o'clock in various areas of the of Northern California. But then it's going to get up to in the hundreds again. It's going to stay there for a while, maybe cool off a little bit this weekend. Weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Dancing in the Aisles, July 25th and 26th at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Waterworks Park invites you to support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with music from some of your favorite animated movies. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited, you've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale starting at only $7 now at ReadingCivic.com.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have. Even if you have already chosen another chapel service, that's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning. Linda's got on the spot with DeBot tonight. The time is 7:49 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. It's going to be, we know, in fact, we've got what, Bad Bob, don't we have, was it rain coming across us right now?
Yeah, looking at, by the way, it's a great website, Wonderground, W-U-N-D-E-R, ground.com, has a great interactive weather map. We're showing about 72 degrees in Reading right now, and the band of rain moving across South Reading, according to the radar display, and quite a bit up to the north, and that could develop into thundershowers later today.
You know, a lot of people are, you know, a lot more people are starting to organize about this, you know, about what's going on the border. The idea, the people, you know, they're coming here because of Permisio, which is what they believe President Obama has offered them. If the children come to the United States, they're going to be taken care of. They've got this, a bill that came out under Bush that says, essentially, it was against sex trafficking. It was to protect kids that were, you know, found here in the United States, that they would have to have a deportation hearing. Unfortunately, that bill also applies to, you know, thousands and tens of thousands of these children that are being brought to the border. By the way, they're being brought to the border. They don't kind of like walk. A two-year-old doesn't walk from Guatemala to San Antonio, Texas. I mean, or, you know, or Juarez or Nogales. They don't walk to the border. Five-year-olds don't walk to the border. 15-year-olds might walk to the border, and 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds. And by the way, this goes up to age 28 as far as children goes when you start talking like the DREAM Act. That's a child. Anyway, the bottom line, though, is that people are starting, you know, I mean, you know, it, this, you know, we get letters to say, oh, these screaming, angry faces. It's because their lives are being threatened. Their way of life is being threatened. Drop 500 children into a town of 4,000 people. Illegals, which means they have to be taken care of. That changes the dichotomy of your town. What if we got 5,000 illegal children, illegals that were here, just kind of like bust in and say, okay, we're going to put them in these, you know, put them out into the National Guard armory until you all can figure out a way to take care of them. I mean, this would have a huge impact on us. We have a huge impact on children being, I shouldn't say children, people being brought up here from cities and put into homes up here because they're in trouble down there. And the homes that are around Reading with children in them are people that kids that have been in trouble in other spots like in LA and Stockton and that and brought up here. And that's a small number. So think about this. If you get a couple of thousand coming to your city like they had in Murrieta, California, there, you know, are they haters? Are they people that just don't want their lives changed and have all this put on them because of a failed policy? Or some people say it's not failed. It was his plan to bring in all these people. A failed policy on the border. Anyway, crime is we're talking, everybody I talk to, this is having an impact on them. Everybody that you know, somebody in your circle has had a crime committed. Either something's happened to their car, something's happened to their house. Somebody they know has had their car stolen. Brent Weaver's on yesterday said, he had four cars. He has friends who have had their car stolen, four of them. And he made the statement in that he used to live on, between Oakland and San Francisco or someplace. And not once when he was there did anybody have their car stolen. And here in Reading, our town, the cars are stolen, houses broken into. And, you know, and these are just things, you know, that people are telling you. Then you hear things like these, you know, like a degenerates doing things inside businesses. I mean, the most horrible things inside businesses. How about people being accosted by aggressive panhandlers that happen to be carrying a knife on their hip? Now, tell me that isn't a, you talk about, oh, concealed weapons, concealed carry. Oh, my God. You have somebody come out of the bushes and say, hey, do you have any spare change? And then they follow you and harass you. And I tell you what, there's going to Safeway on, you know, on the, what is that, Pine Street, or is that Pine Street Safeway that went down here across from South Park? Yeah, the one nobody goes to.
Cypress,
and you wonder why they don't go there. It's because it's, you know, you've got to literally fight your way through people to get in the place. And then when you're in there, it's just, who's going to steal something and run out the door? I mean, so we're at this. And so, you know, and so the mayor thinks that if we raise taxes, we can solve this problem. Can we?
I'm not sure.
Tell me what the plan is. And he's got till like August 4th to make this happen. What is the plan to spend this money? Because we're talking like $10 million. What's the plan? Anderson passed a tax raise and in something that it's a non-binding resolution to the city government that says over, you know, 50%, a minimum 50% will be spent on police. Well, okay, where's the other 50% go? Why didn't any of the city council stand up and say, hey, we're going to spend it all on policing? Maybe they did. We'll find out from the mayor down there. Would you accept a tax raise if 50% was going to go to the police and the other 50% into the general fund? I think you might have a tough time passing that one. Also, a two-thirds one, really tough. Bottom line is, what are we going to do, and where's the leadership out there? Do we have the, you know, when they say that the sit lie on the sidewalks is, oh no, we can't do that, it's illegal. Well, you know, Portland does that. There's a lot of cities that tried to have this, and guess what? It works. So why can't we do it here? Is it because we don't – is there a fear here? You know, in fact, you know, when I ask people this, the first things out of their mouth is, oh, you know what? You know, we're just to be in Sioux City.
Yeah.
You know, well, guess what? Where do you think we are now? Whose rights are being trampled here? Whose rights to a life of, you know, of liberty, a life of being able to, you know, of, you know, it's being, you know, it's been guaranteed under the Constitution, is being taken away because of the rights of degenerate ones, not all of them, but on, you know, transients and aggressive people who choose to live this way, who are trying to take your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness away. What do we do about them? Let's go to the phones. BC.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, I'm just, you know, maybe, you know, am I getting tired of talking about this? I mean, this, it just seems like every day something else.
I know, but the frustration to me is on this illegal, that people just turn the other way and they don't even address it, including our congressman, Mr. LaMoffa, he had to really address this thing. But if you just look at anybody can go on the computer and crunch the numbers, and these countries have no reason not to do this because 4.2 billion was sent back to El Salvador. This is in 2013. 4.4 billion back to Guatemala. 2.3 billion back to Honduras. 23 billion back to Mexico in the fiscal year 2013. So that's a lot of money that these people send back home. And so these countries have no incentive to stop this because it's good business for them to do that. We house them. We give them everything they need. So it's like every bit of the money that they earn, they can send back home.
That's true. You know what I don't understand, BC, is why we don't bring back the that migrant worker programs where we bring them across. It worked before.
Carl, here's one thing that is already on the books. Just think about this. If they would just enforce the law and change it a little bit, maybe make it, if you hire an illegal here that doesn't have an E-verified ICE certificate, make it a statutory fine of $1,000 per incident. Then throw $500 in there for anybody that knows somebody that is hiring an illegal, like the reward situation.
I like that. I like that.
And every farmer, and I mean my gardener, good grief, I'd check him out before I would get fined $1,000. But that's all they need to do. They would self-import it if they would do that and just enforce our laws and put the burden back on the people that hire these people. If they don't have a job, they'll go home.
Well, that's true, you know, and I don't understand, since it is against the law to do it, why we aren't doing this, and why is there such a big fight? What is the big thing from so many of our elected representatives that seem to think it's okay just to bring illegals and open up the border? Why do they think this is okay?
I think because they get, like they get all the money from the farmers, ranchers, and from the, all the motels and hotels. They all have Hispanic workers, which are good workers.
Chamber
no question
farmers.
About that. But there's a way to do this legal with green cards,
Andrew,
with temporary,
yes.
with all the above. But you've got to start cracking down. And Marco down there in Florida, he came up with that idea. But everybody, even Bill O'Reilly, just brushed right over it. That they've got to start enforcing the other end of the spectrum, and that's the people yeah. that hire these people like you and I.
Well, not me. I have aliens that work for me, but I think they're from UFO aliens.
Well.
Hey, BC, we got to run. We're hard break here. Thanks
right,
so much
buddy.
For the phone call.
You bet.
We'll be right back right after the messages here. Francie Sullivan.
Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Egypt's foreign minister says his country's proposal for a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas is gaining momentum among politicians.
The plan has been widely endorsed by the Arab League. This has been endorsed by the European Union, by individual European states, and it continues to gain momentum in terms of the recognition.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry calling his country's proposal the only viable way to stop a humanitarian situation in Gaza. Yesterday, Israel observed that proposed ceasefire. The terrorist group Hamas, however, snubbed it and continued to fire rockets at Israel. U.S. home construction fell in June to the slowest pace in 9 months.
The Commerce Department says construction fell 9.3% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 893,000 homes. It was the slowest pace since last September and followed a 7.3% decrease in May. Applications for building permits were also down last month, falling 4.2% to a rate of 963,000 following a 5.1% drop in May.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Foreclosure rates have fallen to the lowest level since before the housing bubble burst. Realty Track Vice President Darren Bloomquist.
It's really a significant milestone because that's the lowest monthly number we've seen in foreclosure activity since way back in July 2006, before the housing crisis hit.
Microsoft will eliminate up to 18,000 jobs over the next year as it works on integrating the Nokia devices business it bought in April. Media and technology expert Shelley Palmer.
This is a really good sign. What it says is that they're completely aware of what's happening in the world. They understand where software is moving. They understand where hardware is moving. And they know they need to adapt. This is nothing more than that.
The number of those seeking unemployment benefits declining. The Labor Department says applications were down 3,000 last week. This is SRN News.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 1-800-503-2828 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 who call get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-503-2828, 1-800-503-2828.
A former prosecutor wants Texas to pardon a woman who pleaded guilty in a 2004 car crash that killed her fiancé, but which her attorney now says was actually caused by one of those faulty ignition switches made by General Motors.
Candace Anderson pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 5 years of probation for the death of her fiancé, Gene Erickson, in an East Texas crash. Robert Hilliard, Anderson's attorney, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration confirmed to Erickson's mother the crash was caused by the bad switch. In a letter to the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles, Leslie Pointer Dixon, the former Van Zandt County District Attorney, said she would have dismissed the case if she had known the crash's true cause.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Meanwhile, the Senate Commerce Committee investigating the faulty recall, possibly criminal charges in the future for such executives.
The prospect of imprisonment
works as a deterrent.
That's Senator Richard Blumenthal, member of the Senate Commerce Committee. This is SRN News. The Fed's latest Beige Book survey indicates the economy kept expanding in all regions of the country last month and early this month, helped along by healthy consumer spending.
All 12 of the Fed's regions reported growth, with 5, New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, Dallas, and San Francisco, characterizing growth as moderate, while the others reported modest growth. Boston and Richmond report that growth came in at a slightly slower pace.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. He says the Beige Book will be used by central bank officials when they meet later this month to review interest rate policies. Mortgage company Freddie Mac says that the nationwide average for a 30-year loan dipped to 4.13% last week, down from 4.15% the week before. The average for the 15-year mortgage, the one so popular for refinancing of homes, down to 3.23%. More details at SRNnews.com from Washington. I'm Bob.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. My buddy Trish Clark, who's usually here on Thursdays, we think is up in Crater Lake, but we're not sure. We hope she's up at and not in Crater Lake.
She's not here.
She's not here. Yeah, of course, it's Francie Sullivan has joined us today. And we'll be talking to Francie as we have every one of the other city council candidates running for – well, she's a city council woman right now and running for reelection. But we're having everybody on going into next week because more people are signing up for this. This is going to be a grand – it's going to be a grand parade. We could have a parade of the candidates coming through. I think it's great that people are interested.
Absolutely.
Frankly, I don't know. I'll tell you, Francie, I don't know why. Hey, but let's start off with our friend Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo Advisors about what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down this morning 7 points at 17,131. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,979. And the NASDAQ is down 11 at 4,414. Active stocks this morning include Microsoft up 51 cents at 44.59 and Intel Corporation down 83 cents at 33.82. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 7 cents at $11.52 and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 27 cents at $47.24. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.50%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 78 cents at $101.38. Gold is up $2.80 at $1,302.60. And silver is up 4 cents at $20.81. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Kathy. Thanks a lot, Kathy. We are having our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. The path to financial freedom is a difficult path. And you want advisors there. You want mentors. And the mentors are right there at Wells Fargo Advisors. This is what they do. They want you to be a success. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Bad Bob. We're getting reports in the chat room that there's been some rain out there, a few drops.
Looking at the radar from Weather Underground, that is correct. A few rain showers moving across the South Reading and to the north of us as well. 20% chance throughout the day. We could have some thunderstorms, though. That's not such great news. Once the clouds move aside, sunny and hot, the high will be near the 100-degree mark. Then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 71. Continued warm as we head towards the weekend with a high of 98 for your Friday and then lows in the 70s. Temperatures should start dropping over the weekend. We will see lower 90s first part of next week. Currently in Reading, checking the temperature real quick, we have 72 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They offer senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. That's and Shasta Gas Propane.
As is Alliance Heating and Air. Let's talk about Alliance Heating and Air. I mean, this is a tough time of the year. We got 10,000 acres burnt. We got smoke in the air. You need to be checking the filters on your air conditioners. People with medical problems need to probably stay in or use some kind of mask out there. But Martin from Alliance Heating and Air and his whole crew are out there working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, keeping these air conditioners up and running. He's the person to go to, Alliance Heating and Air. Any make and model, he can do it. He came by our place for checking the filters, and he found something else out there that he can also assist on that's going to increase the air that comes into the house as opposed to under the house. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Let's see. That takes us up to Francie Sullivan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Francie. How are you?
Well, I lived on the Oregon coast, so rain isn't usually something I cheer about, but it was a wonderful thing. In fact, I had to think about it for a minute. I saw these splotches in my driveway.
You did?
Wet
Gosh,
stuff.
Do you live around? Where you live here? South. Here in south
I,
there?
I live on the old
yeah, someplace
end of Bocelli Lane.
Oh, okay. So there's out there. I just because sometimes we've gotten like. You'll see them drops, and you think, and it looks like, hey, we might get some rain, and then it just kind of like moves. It teases you.
And I have to say that was what it was doing. My tomatoes were screaming.
Two more people got into the race here. I don't know them, but we will find out who they are so we can have them on. That makes eight people running this time. That seems like a lot. I mean, has there been eight people running before?
You know, I have only followed a few city council races real closely.
I seem to recall that, but in my early days over across town, there was a much contested race. There were three seats up, if I recall correctly. So it was
just
quite
like
the
this
circus.
One?
And,
yes, okay. And there are three seats. When I was running for the Board of Supervisors, there were 13 of us running for one seat. So it's a good thing.
Well, you know what? A couple of years ago for Chappelle's seat. The one that Chappelle eventually won. I just know there were a lot of people running for the Board of Supervisors. Same time Modi was running, Chappelle was running. And there were a lot of people running for office that time.
It's a good thing.
I mean,
people come up with good ideas, and there's lots of debate, and the community will pay attention and be interested.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Francie, are you a registered voter?
I absolutely am. I registered to vote. I think before I was exactly 21, and back in the day when you had to be 21 to vote, but
did you have to show any ID?
You could register 2 weeks before your birthday or something, as I recall. I couldn't wait to vote.
Which affiliation? Who are you affiliated with?
I am a Democrat.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go on with that. My father was an election judge in our little town, so voting was just such a big deal in my family. Uh-huh. My mother was a conservative Republican, and my father was a conservative Democrat. And I knew enough about politics. I liked my dad better than my mom when I registered to vote. That at 21, that was – but I'm grateful that the city council is a nonpartisan race, and I think that's why you don't see so much party division, and you shouldn't.
And that's why – that's the only time I ask this question is to make sure that people know that you're registered voter and which affiliation, because they have a right to know that, I believe, even if it's nonpartisan.
I don't think you can run for office without being a registered voter. In fact, I think you have to be a registered, that's a terrible thing if you can.
I'm not sure. I just, to run. Anyway, but let's go on. You know what we're going to do is we're going to take an early break. That way we have more time, because this next question is the one I ask everybody. If elected or reelected, what are you going to do specifically about the crime that's facing our city right now? So we're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. This is more talk radio than you can possibly handle at times. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Reading. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. On the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Good morning. It is 70 degrees. We get a little spotty rain occurring across the countryside here, but then it's going to be hot. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani, located at 2539 Larkspur's, got a great shop there. Gunsmithing, any type of firearm that you can imagine, plus ammo. All of this at very reasonable prices and super, super customer service at John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. Everything, fair price, quick service. 222-8222 is his phone number. Again, 2539 Larkspur. And he is the one that offered those free classes to victims of crime. The gentleman that was in the wheelchair, he offered him a concealed carry class. He also offered him a free gun to protect himself when he's out walking, when he's out, you know, with his dog and he's in his wheelchair so he doesn't get assaulted like he did last time. So, this is John Bastiani. Go on down there and see how you can help at 2539 Larkspur. Our guest is Francie Sullivan, and that's kind of like a good lead-in. So, Francie, if you're reelected, what exactly are you going to do? What specifics are you going to do to fight crime right here in Reading?
So, first of all, I think it's real important for everyone to understand I'm part of a team of five. So, anything, I suggest the first step is to convince two of my colleagues that it's a great idea and we should proceed with the direction. If it's a great idea, though,
they should just see this. It should be like fiery letters in the sky.
They should. Thank you. I'll take that recording from you.
Right.
But obviously, the police chief is the one who's in charge of his department and gives direction. To the extent that I could be involved up to this point, I've been involved in Crime Watch and supportive to the extent that it was possible. And I think those are the kinds of things that we need to continue to do. I actually have been thinking I hope that the police chief, and I'm going to do everything I can to, I guess, encourage, or, you know, I don't give him directions, but I think there needs to be a convening of the past police chiefs. We're really fortunate, I think, that in our community we have three past police chiefs who've had pretty good success with different aspects of the law, and I think that we should be using their expertise more than perhaps we are. There are a lot of things that the police chief has just started, like sending an officer out with a team from social services and mental health, trying to find people in the homeless camps that want assistance, trying to find veterans that qualify for assistance and get them out of those communities or out of those areas and into, you know, get them back in some kind of productive lifestyle. Well, that's something that 10 years ago or maybe longer, but it was done in the past. Those kinds of ideas we need to go back and look at again. I firmly believe that the people in the city of Reading should have the right to choose if they want to have more police officers, if they want to vote for a sales tax. So that would be a huge, I don't think there's anyone in town that doesn't think if we had community service officers, if we had more police officers and they had more resources, that would be a good thing.
Okay, so then you support the idea of putting this on the ballot for people to raise taxes.
I absolutely do. Okay. I'm not quite sure what kind of a proposal we ultimately will have, and I have concerns about the present one being too specific. But I think the one that's been proposed.
Too specific?
I
think he said, Bassetti said, to put more officers on the street and to send the guys who are convicted out to other areas. Those are the only two things I think he said.
I actually have the wording
of
the draft, but it is specific to AB 109 offenders. And I think there are a lot of
they're not all AB 109ers.
No, exactly. And mm-hmm. I don't want the money to get so focused on one aspect of the community. The other thing that I think as a community we need to really do some soul searching. The issue comes up often that there are too many handouts. I am part of the campaign. About handouts don't help. I think we need to focus the money on programs that change people's lives, that want their lives changed. I mean, the people who are homeless through no fault of their own, and Lord knows for any of us, a big medical bill, there are all kinds of things that could put us in a terrible situation. We need to make sure that those people get help, but we need to stop this flood of transients that come here. And, you know, we make their life too comfortable.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then you've been one of the comments here. You've been a city council woman for, 4 years?
Yes.
All right. They're here because we haven't done anything. And you're saying now we have to stop making their lives comfortable. What do you mean by that? You mean to enforce or to pass a no sitting lying ordinance that they have in Chico, Portland, and many other states or cities?
But there are places where that's not working out quite so well. I think that in Chico, the downtown merchants actually hired their own security people to, I don't think that was just simply a matter of having an ordinance like that and the police enforced it. Our problem is, and this was one of my concerns when that was proposed in the city council, is we don't have officers to respond to that. And people are already, I think, very frustrated that they call police about a break-in, and an officer is dispatched, but then he gets called, he gets sidetracked to go to a knifing in a homeless camp. And so if we have a sit-lie ordinance, but we don't have police to respond to that, that's just one more thing that people can, disregard. And that's the worst problem that we have, well, then, is there are no consequences right now for people.
Okay, and that's a good point. So what good does it do then to add more police to it,
well,
to
I
the
think
equation?
The mayor's suggestion, his proposal for the sales tax included our paying to have people locked up outside of the county, because obviously the jail is full, and they are spending, the sheriff's office is spending some money sending people out of the area.
$600,000 a year.
And I talked to the sheriff yesterday, and he said, you know, he could spend a couple of million. I mean, that, you know, I mean, that's, so there is space other places. Even if we, you know, could start construction tomorrow with the jail, that's going to take a while, but that's something that could be done. I also think, I believe this, that having blue and white cars and having uniforms around town is a deterrent. We know that from the library, where they actually are paying some officers overtime when they can to spend more time at the library. Officers are spending more time just sitting in the parking lot in their cars when they're writing reports, and the library staff will tell you it's made a tremendous difference just having their presence there. I think also it might be, again, we have a police chief who is the person who determines what his staff does. But I certainly would be someone who would encourage more aggressive action. I think that we need to be more aggressive with moving the tarantulas. Excuse me. Who are being so aggressive with panhandling, moving those people on. On the other hand, we also get calls from people who say, you know, stop hassling people who are down on their luck. And I will say that, you know, when it was cold, the police chief directed his officers, if they saw someone on the street that, you know, appeared to be homeless, to see if they needed a ride to the mission or someplace. But I do think that we, as a community, need to be very careful about all of the assistance we give people, the food groups, all those things. I would
Is
like
there a
to
way
see
to restrict that,
that? Not that I'm aware of, and
can
I'm
you
not
put,
sure.
Can you make them have licenses to be able to do this? Because there's people that go out and hand out free food in the park. Why not put a license or make them pay for a permit to do that?
You know, I'd have to do a lot of soul searching about doing that. I think it's a lot more important that as a community we agree that we're going to encourage our friends and our neighbors and the people in our church to make those donations to one of the agencies that is trying to help people change their life. I'm not a big fan of making more laws, and I mean, you know, the unintended consequences of that is if you put a law in for people who are doing something, then that might also impact, you know, the Girl Scouts selling snow cones or something. I mean, you have to be careful, because you can't.
There's a difference between giving and selling.
You make a good point.
You get a permit to give.
Yeah.
If you have, and there's already permits for selling, and the Good News Rescue Mission has to have a permit, I'm sure, to do what they're doing, but for something. And,
certainly.
And so these
certainly.
Other places are giving away things should have permits too. Let me ask another question here, because that leads me to the next question, is the homeless shelter that's being proposed, a homeless daycare center, yes or no?
I have great concerns about that. I'm not certain that that's a better idea. And I have to say, I don't know all the details, so perhaps I would feel differently if I knew all the details of the proposal. But there are a number of things that people don't think about. One, if the city is in any way involved in licensing anything and giving building permits and giving any kind of for something like that, then I believe we also have the responsibility of having police officers there to screen
liability.
Everybody.
You have liability.
Exactly.
Right.
You can't, I mean, you have to, you know, be conscious that some of these people are sex offenders. They're child molesters. Not all of them. Not every homeless person is. But if you get the one in your homeless shelter, that can be a fairly significant issue.
The daycare center, from what I understand it, is gives them a place during the day to come in, take showers, clean up, come like a, you know, to find out ways of getting jobs, even though we've got other agencies that do this. But what it's going to be is a spot for all the homeless, for as many homeless as they can stick into this place to come to every day during the day. And they have to leave at night.
I don't think you can force people to go to that. And that is the problem. I mean, if you talk to people, you know, to police officers, if you talk to the people who provide services to these people who are out there with them all day, every day, there are a number of those people who have mental illness, who have drug addiction problems, and you can't make them go off the street. And some people want to stay where they are. Yeah. It's hard for us to believe that. But
there's some that can't take care of themselves. There's people that won't, and some that do want to have help. So this daycare center, you say you've got reservations. So is that reservations that you think it – is this something you'd like to see in the middle of the city or in your neighborhood or something like that?
If they ask me, I would strongly urge raising money to expand services where people can get treatment and change their life. I think we need to work on organizations that do that, and we need to make sure they're fully funded. I am on the board of One Safe Place. We're not dealing with this part of the criminal elements, the people who end up in our shelter and things, but I'm going to tell you, we need everything. I mean, we're trying to build a new shelter now because of the number of victims that we take care of.
Right.
So, you know, we need to make sure that the organizations that actually have the ability to try and change people's lives, which is one of the things we try to do at One Safe Place, have enough resources to do what they do as well as they can.
Okay. Our guest is Francie Sullivan, Reading City Council person. Woman? Would you prefer woman or person? Reading City Council...
Member.
I missed that one completely.
I live long enough that this doesn't, you know, we just don't think about it. We think about whether people do a good job or a bad job, and they can.
City council entity. We'll be right back. Angel, please hang on until we get back over and from the break, and we'll get right back to you and with questions. We've talked about crime and the daycare center. We've got many more, like tax sharing and privatization and other questions as we come back. We'll be right back.
Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. It is 8:33 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by, who is this guy?
This, I used to be in love with this woman, Joan Jett. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding?
Oh,
Joan Jett. Yeah. Hey, this Pat. Portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, a great place. I think I'm going to head on down there tomorrow and get a haircut. About every 2 weeks, I like to run in there and just catch up on what's going on, because it all happens at Cypress Square Barbershop. Like I said, right across from the subway off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. Our guest is Francie Sullivan and
Carl.
What?
May I interrupt and go back a minute?
Sure.
I think I wasn't clear enough in my comments about the excuse me, the daycare center. Ah, now I'm gonna choke to death. I do not think that's a good idea. I would like the resources that they're using spent to enhance the productive organizations that we have right now that help people change their life. That's what we need to do. We need to find the people who are in hard times through no fault of their own or whatever, you know, who, however they got there, but are not leading productive lives. We need to find those people. We need to get them the treatment, the services, whatever it is they need. And we have a lot of services in our town that are available. None of them have enough resources to help everybody that needs
help. So, in other words, put our efforts and time and all this into established organizations that we know is going to work.
Yes. And the other problem that we have, and we already see this, is we don't need things that simply make transients more comfortable living in the canyons and, you know, staying here.
It doesn't address the root problem.
It doesn't, no. And we need to change
the
lives
of
people.
Thanks, Francie. Okay, let's go to the phones. Ruth.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Francie.
Good morning.
I have a quick comment. I did hear you on Carl's show at the last time, and I think when the daycare center was proposed, that you sounded a lot more positive. And maybe it was the fact that you were looking into it, but it seemed to me at the end of the conversation, I was under the impression that you were in favor of it, and I'm glad to hear now that you're not. And my comment is that I live in the county, and the folks on the city council affect those of us in the county for basically small business. And the reason I bring this up is that a friend of mine was at dinner at the Eddie's restaurant, the new Eddie's. It's not called Eddie's now, but it's
that's the Mongolian barbecue. Mongolian barbecue.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember the name of it. But they had a guy shooting up in the parking lot. And, of course, they were all freaked out because they were watching out the window, this guy do that. And the restaurant owner came out and said, "Hey, we can't do anything. The police don't want us to call anymore. They just said, you know, you basically opened a business in this area, and you have to sort of deal with the problem." And I was so stunned by that her son and the cooks and the people in the restaurant actually went out to help her get into her car because this guy was by the time he had shot up his drugs, leaning against her car and unable to physically get out of the way. So they had to kind of move this guy out, and her son and the patrons were put sort of at risk dealing with the problem. And maybe that's the world that we've come to. And what I wanted to ask you, you talked about this coalition of ex-police chiefs, and I know that in this day and age with AB 109, they certainly didn't face the cutbacks and the restrictions that we have now, and I believe Chief Pulledi is doing a fabulous job. But I wanted to say that you've been on the council now. Why hasn't this committee been proposed, or why haven't you gathered these folks or asked that question prior to this election? So I'll take my answer off the air, and I'm just kind of curious to hear what you have to say about it.
Okay, Ruth, thanks. In other words, this is your idea. How come it hasn't happened now because crime's been on the rise?
I do want to answer first question first because
okay.
I'm not sure. I've always had grave concerns about any kind of homeless shelter or anything. I've always thought just the logistics of opening it without someone being there to do all the background checks and stuff was dangerous. And we certainly don't have, as you've said in the rest of your question here, we certainly don't have police officers to do that. I think, for one thing, I was under the impression that the chief was meeting regularly with past police chiefs.
I think he does. I mean, I know he does. I know he has lunches with Modi and I think Blankenship and our last police chief.
Pete Hansen.
I know, but I know he does because he's trying to gather information too. But I think the question is that why not make it official? And this thing is, hey, we're calling a meeting here.
I think it needs to, it certainly needs to be intensified. What I've been doing is racking my brain as the situation has gotten, in my view, significantly worse. Until fairly recently, it really was more, excuse me, according to the police, it was more transients beating up other transients, which doesn't, make that okay, but it was, people in the camps fighting with each other, drug dealers beating each other up, that kind of thing. There were not attacks on strangers. People were not being threatened on the street. Certainly that happened, but not to the extent that it's happening now. The aggressiveness of the panhandlers and the
well, like you're just
crime.
Hearing at Kahuna's.
Exactly.
At Kahuna's, they're in that.
I know. I've heard great reviews about there.
Well, but the bottom line is, and right across the street is that flower shop who every day people have defecated in their flowers and in their doorways and this. This is, frankly, I've lived here 7 years, and I've loved this place. This is why we stayed here. But I've noticed in this last 6 months that this thing is getting out of control, and I don't see – and Francie, it's because you're on the city council – these ideas about, okay, let's do this and this and this, but it hasn't been done yet. In other words, let's increase crime watch. Let's do this and this. I mean, is the city council coming together as a group and saying, hey, guys, we have to address this?
I think we all are doing everything we can do. The bottom line is, barring hiring more police – The options are limited in terms of city government.
How about
the
how,
community? I mean, the community, I think, is certainly stepping up to the plate, too. There's a lot more interest.
A lot more crime watch and things
concern.
Like this.
But, that's right.
But people are upset because it takes 4 hours for a policeman to show up.
Absolutely.
Now, okay, maybe if there's more policemen, it would be. But I think part of the root cause is we have no place to put these guys or girls. But what about things like tax breaks for things like people say, hey, I'm hiring private security, and you give them a tax break?
Well, the amount of taxes that the city collects on those kinds of things is somewhat limited. And
I mean, from the business. Okay. I have a business. I've got a big parking lot there. I've got a problem out there. Police can't do anything about it. It's harming the community. Okay, I just hired the Northern California State Militia to clean this thing out and keep it clean. It's costing me $1,000 a month. I would like to get a tax credit from the city.
But a tax credit on what?
Whatever you're paying for your city taxes. Like you have a business tax. Okay, to have a business, I have to pay a tax, or I have to pay for a permit, or I'm having to pay so much it goes to the city. I'd like to get a break. If I'm going to keep my area shipshape, I just came out of the air here.
I'm keeping
my area ship shape. Then why can't I get, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot, but something that says, okay, and we're going to encourage everybody to do this, to hire whoever, to keep their areas clean.
And in fact, I know I've heard the police chief
suggest that
to people. I mean, that's, and you're right. That's an interesting concept. I'm not sure that we have a lot of control over a lot of taxes, but...
I don't know. It's just a thought. All right. Let's talk about... You know, we talk crime, and I tell you what, everybody's got their own thing on this. Okay, we've talked about the daycare center, we've talked about crime. McConnell land sale.
Yes.
You voted for that?
Yes.
Are you having second thoughts?
No.
Okay. Why do you think it's a good idea?
Well, speaking of revenue, I mean, that's one of the problems. Is the city's ability to raise money to hire more police is very limited. The TOT and sales tax generated by that hotel is suggested to be a minimum of $1 million. The studies say from $750,000 to $1 million plus, and that's a couple of years old, and we know our sales tax at the city. And this is one of the reasons why I hope the people in the community get the chance to vote on whether or not they want to increase the sales tax. We get 1 cent of sales tax. When you buy something, the 7.5 cents you pay. City keeps 1 cent. This year, that's projected to be $22 million. That penny is a huge amount of money. And a lot of that money is generated, I'm judging by the out-of-state parking or cars in the parking lots and things, by visitors and who use our streets, who use our police, who use our water. And it's, I think that's an added, bonus that we have people contribute a little more to their cost of being here. And it's just a huge amount of money. And as you said, if it takes 4 hours for the police to get there, because we have 98 sworn officers or something. It's something like maybe 30 officers less than we had 10 years ago. It might be more than that. We don't have any of the community service officers who handle those reports. We have a few, but, I mean, there were, I think, 11 positions cut. I might not have these numbers exactly right, but they're close. The entire budget for the police department was $25 million. That just gives you a perspective on how much money that is. I have grave concerns about the entire – if this community decides they want to pay to charge everyone that buys things an extra penny on their purchases or an extra penny on the dollar, I have concerns about that being limited, because we have a very limited fire department. If we had a massive fire in our town right now, we'd all be wondering about the limited number of firefighters that we have. And we have 9 firefighters that are paid on a grant that will go away next year. We have 5 police officers that are paid on a grant that will go away next year. So that, we need to be sure they have safe streets to get there. We need to be sure that they have water pipes so that there's water in those hydrants if there's a fire.
So you're saying is this a tax increase that just goes to the police, maybe too restrictive, in that really it needs to go in a lot of different places?
I'd like to explore the possibilities of that.
Okay. We got to take a break here. I guess it's Francie Sullivan, Reading City Council member, entity. Anyway, that's if you didn't listen to the first part of the show, that won't make sense. She's for the sale. For a variety of reasons, but the amount of financial help it'll give to the city.
And I should add, it's a parking lot. That's what we're selling, is a parking lot.
Right. And the and then when we come back, well, when we start talking about money, then I'm going to come back and talk about unfunded liabilities and the fact that we just gave raises to REU. And when we're in short of money for police and all this, as we've just been talking about, is this the time to give tax or to give raises like this and to spend $3.5 million on redoing the new offices at REU? Of course, that comes out of REU funds, but still. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Taylor, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I found out where I came.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for that new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue because they have them all. Your local Dodge, Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership, plus any type of other previously owned car, truck, or SUV. 555 Cypress Avenue, great service department and also great deals. Our guest is Francie Sullivan, Reading City Council, a member who is running for re-election. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning. You have a question for Francie. Billy Bob, good morning. Do you have a question for Francie?
Yes, I do, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I put it to Brent Weaver yesterday that the way that the government, the city of Reading, can induce and spur development in this town is these ridiculously high impact and building fees. You guys are missing the boat. It is so simple. It was proven a year and a half ago when the fees were slightly reduced, and it spurred millions of dollars worth of industry. The construction industry in this town is the horsepower. there are carpenters and developers and people that need to go to work. And the city council has to understand that their fees and permits are extortion. And they are so high that there will be nothing done in this town until everybody understands this problem. And if we get our construction force back to work, the young boys and girls that are working construction have a job, and that's not what we have right now. So I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Billy Bob. Cutting fees. Last year, y'all cut fees on construction, and it just spurred all types of building.
We didn't cut fees. We waived the impact fees.
You waived the impact fees.
We waived the impact fees.
Right.
So, and that cost the city, I think, we just looked at those numbers, and I think it was something like $1.8 million. So the problem with this is that we have an obligation to be certain that there will be roads and power lines and parks and... parks and power lines are not the best examples, but we have to have roads, we have to have water treatment, and we have to have sewer treatment for future growth. And years ago, the city council decided that you could either do that through ratepayers, the entire city, every ratepayer paying more money to pay for the expansion of water and sewer treatment plants, or you could charge developers impact fees, which said they will pay for the expansion of streets. So that's what the impact fees are. And we know from the water pipes blowing up on the west side and those kinds of things, our water pipes in many parts of the city were built in 1939. So, you know, we have those issues, but the cost of expanding the system has to be paid for by the people who are putting in more houses. So that's why there are impact fees. There also are issues with state law that require developers to pay for some of these impacts. And the fact that we have impact fees eliminates some CEQA requirements for them for development. Well, if we didn't have impact fees, at some point, state law would stop growth in our community. So as for the building fees at the county, building fees are the building department, I believe, and those departments are totally self-funded, which means if you go to get a building permit, you have to pay the total cost of the staff to come out and do the inspections. At the city, we still support those departments with general fund money. So the fees... And the fees, we look at the fees of comparable cities. We just did. There are only a couple of cities lower than us in cities our size. Chico is slightly lower, but I think they don't have, I don't know, there's some of those fees they don't have that we have. They don't provide the service, and I can't remember what they are. But our fees are not high for cities of our size in California. It was necessary to do that. I think it was helpful in the community that we did that. Right now, they're saying one of the reasons real estate has slowed down statewide. I don't think this is true here, but we will be in the catch-up phase in a year or two. Is that there isn't enough inventory for the demand, along with sales tax or with property the loan fees going up slightly. But it would be a great thing if we had another way to pay for streets and water treatment and those kinds of things, but we don't.
Francie, other questions we ask, unfunded liabilities. We only got a few minutes left, even though we're going to do this again in September and October, having all of you all on. Unfunded liabilities, how are you going to handle that $600 million? That's what we owe in unfunded liabilities.
Well, that's what we owe right now, but those are actuarial numbers and they change. And we know that PERS based our increase in rates on a 7% return, and they just announced this year they made 18%.
Yeah.
I mean, and we listened to the stock report earlier.
Yeah, but they're still asking. But they're still asking for more money. They still say it's not enough.
Well, they're back to 79% of the money they lost when everybody lost their money because of Wall Street. But that number is a changing number. The employees are now paying a greater share of the cost. They're paying the member's share of PERS, we're addressing that issue.
Okay. City council, part-time or full-time? Should it be a part-time position or a full-time position?
I'm assuming when you say full-time that we would be paid like the Board of Supervisors, and I absolutely think that's unnecessary. I don't think that – I think what we do right now is
– Do you think the Board of Supervisors is a full-time job?
Yes. It's really? a very different well, I represented the Eastern Chester County.
I know.
It was 90 miles from one side of my district to the other.
It was a full-time job.
I worked 60 and 70 hours every week, and it was necessary. If people – I mean, people from MacArthur, if they want to talk to a supervisor, you need to go to MacArthur. They don't need to come to courthouse. The City of Reading is not the same thing.
Don't let me cut you off, but here, how do people get a hold of you? How do people look at your website, or how do they support Francie Sullivan?
FrancieSullivan.com.
Okay.
Or if you want to send me an email, it's Francie@FrancieSullivan.com.
That was tough. Last thought here, a quick last thought.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be based on a question. I think we have a great city, and one of my great frustrations is that we need to, I would like everyone to be as proud of living in this city as I am. We have problems, but we're a community that solves problems together. We fix things. And we need to work together as a city to find a solution to the criminal element that's here right now and to do something about the transients.
You're sounding tougher on these guys. I think it's time to be.
Oh, absolutely.
I think you all need to come up with a plan now before no matter who gets in the election, figure out how to get these people out of here.
But I'm going to tell you, I don't think the five people on the city council can do that. The community needs to work together with us to do that.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Patrick Jones is going to come in here and say why he should be reelected. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. But I won't
back. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Malaysia Air passenger jet, 295 people on board, has crashed in Ukraine near the border with Russia. An advisor to Ukraine's interior minister says the Boeing 777 was shot down, although that has not been confirmed. The aircraft was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur when it crashed. Just as soon as today's five-hour humanitarian ceasefire came to an end, Palestinian terrorists in Gaza picked up right where they left off, firing a rocket at Israel. No injuries reported. Also at SRNNews.com, General Motors getting more grief from Congress over that long-delayed recall of millions of cars because of faulty ignition switches. An internal report says GM attorneys signed settlements with crash victims' families but did not tell engineers or top executives about growing problems with those switches.